I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Today is Wednesday, which means Ruhlman's is open for lunch and dinner.
Christmas Wednesday.
Oh, it is Christmas Wednesday. Life just got better on Highway 6 in Ashland. It did.
Imagine the kids coming down the steps this morning. Just imagine
Mom,
that.
Dad! We're coming up the steps. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. That feels open again.
God. God. It does feel better, doesn't it?
Does it feel better? Everything is right with the world again.
It is.
Yeah. I'm glad they take the time off. You need to reboot. You need to reboot.
It's important
for
Phil.
You need to reboot.
Yeah, well, then plus like that.
You don't reboot very often.
You don't have much. I don't have a lot of reboot. I like a reboot day. Yes.
I know. I agree. But Phil reboots, and he lets his people reboot, and then they're ready.
He does it more for the staff, because Phil's there.
Oh, yeah.
Phil's there.
You know, Phil was on the chat earlier this morning.
Phil, hang on. Time out. That's right up there when all of a sudden when the governor said that he knew the Reiser family.
Well, speaking of the governor... Phil says on the text line of the chat, he says, I am reaching out to the governor to have him stop in at Ruhlman's after the game Saturday to celebrate a win with a cookie skillet.
Nice.
Imagine seeing Governor Pillen at Ruhlman's having the skillet to celebrate the win.
Imagine seeing Pillen there.
Governor Pillen.
Yes.
Well, Phil and Pillen in the same venue.
It would be incredible.
Wow.
So how about that, yes. Phil?
Size that up for a second. Wow.
You want great steak, great walleye, crab rice, wood-fired chicken, and more? Please.
Wood-fired.
Make the drive to Ruhlman's Highway 6 in Ashland. Open Wednesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner.
I think about how beautiful today is, making that drive down Highway 6 at dusk.
It would be dusk because you'll be able to see it a long time because it's multiple stops because of the construction.
Is that improving yet or not? I haven't been on that road.
Is there any improvement at all?
No, I don't think it's that bad.
Has anything been done at all?
I don't think it's that bad.
I can say that Capitol Boulevard is finally done, and I'm a very happy man this morning. It's today. Today it's done.
Yes.
Last night.
That runs by the course.
It goes all the way to 70th Street.
It runs by Jim Ager.
Yes.
Yes.
That's done. The lanes are open. It's a miracle.
It is. What's going on in Husker football, Steve?
Well,
what do you want to get to?
Troy Dannon spoke on radio last night.
He did on statewide radio. Yeah.
Nebraska's AD.
I like this.
And talked about a variety of things, as you would assume. But one thing was, there's a comment about Nebraska's rebuild, which already is going to make people uncomfortable and say, what rebuild are you talking about? Here's Troy Dannon. This is on Husker Online on three.
Hut!
Says this, my job is to assess where the program is at. The tough thing for our fans is we're 3 years into a rebuild. Here, the fans are 15 years into a rebuild. So I understand the frustrations are things not turning, but I look at everything that's happened this year and where the program is going. Troy Dannon.
Well,
on radio.
The question you, as a fan, you want to know right away is, okay, how long you need here? I mean... How long is this? What are we talking about here? I mean, I guess we're in a rebuild. But how long do you plan on this taking? You know, nobody knows. Nobody can answer that question.
Rebuild, the term, it has changed because it used to always be, well, what kind of contract do they have to have? They have to have a 5-year contract. Mm-hmm. So they get a full recruiting cycle, which means you bring in redshirt, the whole. That was your deal. They have to have time. That has changed quite a bit with the portal. Mm-hmm. That has changed a lot. That's why you see year one Arizona State not very good. Year two predicted to be dead last, won the whole league, went to the playoffs in year two. Mm-hmm. And so you see Indiana. They didn't even wait a year for a rebuild. They just rebuilt it and they went from 3-9 to a good spot right away.
And now he said that's an outlier.
He says Kurt Cignetti is an outlier with the rebuild.
He didn't want to, you know.
There'd be a lot of outliers. There's a lot of teams that have rebuilt quicker.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I think as an AD, when you say rebuild, some people will hear surrender. Like, okay, well we can't expect much, right? Because they're in a rebuild. It's a difficult conversation. And I just minor nitpick. I got hammered on our board for this, by the way.
Uh-oh.
I did write, like, it's not fit. You can't go 15 because 15 years ago, they were winning 10 and 9 games under Bo Pelini. They were just 15 years ago. Yeah. They're just coming off of a Big 12 championship game appearance.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So, no, they're not. That I just felt, okay, again, I'm getting hammered for this, for being nitpicky. But I would just say, just don't say 15 years. I mean, it's not, because they weren't in a rebuild.
Maybe 10.
Yeah, they weren't in a rebuild 15 years ago. They were winning 10 and 9 games regularly, and they'd just come off a Big 12 championship game. So it's not 15.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so you guys are on with this.
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
People are like,
you.
Sipple, you're being... Come on.
No, we stand behind you on this
one. God bless you. Anyway, so yeah, that was... He said some other interesting things, too. Like, what? They have 100,000 ticket requests for the Savannah Bananas. Well, that's going to be in June, apparently.
The Savannah Bananas are about as...
They're so popular.
It's kind of one of those things you wish... I don't know how many years the Bananas been going, but you like to wish, like, be like going, I used to see him in Savannah. I used to see him in front of 5,000 people, and it was glorious. Now it's turned into quite a show. But I'm not pushing back that it's awesome, because they've built a dynasty out of this thing, which is cool. I would only have interest in seeing him in Haymarket. I have no interest in seeing him in a football stadium. They're going to play a lot of football stadiums, but I have no interest in that.
I would not even dream of going to that. Anyway, but they
have a guy pitch on stilts. Yes, that interests
me. That's kind of funny.
That interests me.
I think he bats on stilts too, right?
I didn't know that he bats on stilts also.
They pitch and bat on stilts.
That's amazing.
Imagine batting on stilts.
That's amazing.
It is. And the fact that, like, if a fan catches a foul ball, it counts as an out.
No, that's cool.
I mean, that kind of stuff that they come up with is just remarkable.
Hey, one other thing Dan said was just a reality check type thing that's really, I mean, it just shows you how wild the swings are. He said last week he heard from fans saying, do what it takes to keep Rule. And this week it's been the exact opposite.
I mean, that's the craziness. Yeah.
Right. That's the way it goes.
Well, am I putting you under a microscope here, Steve? Can you talk about those numbers?
The numbers of the contract.
Contract numbers, yes.
The comparison to Matt Rule and Kurt Cignetti.
Okay, so when we have these discussions about Rule and Penn State and all that, you know, people say you gotta do something for Matt salary-wise. Well, you have to also put yourself in Troy Dan's shoes. I mean, you have to know what's going on around you. And what one thing that's going on around you is that Kurt Cignetti just signed a new deal. Now, if you look at this new deal Kurt Cignetti got, if you look at the terms, starting in 2027, Rule will be paid more than Cignetti under the current terms of Rule's contract. In 2027, Cignetti's set to make $9.85 million. In 2027, Rule is set to make $10 million. His escalates. He's at... 7.5 right now, but it goes to 8.5 next year, and then 10 in 27, and then 11.5 in 2028. In 2028, Cignetti is set to make 9.9. At that point, though, in the, under the current terms rule, make nearly $2 million more than Kurt Cignetti. Which so now you put yourself in Dannon's shoes. You announce a contract extension with more money. Right. Now wait a second, Rule's gonna make that much more than Kurt Cignetti. You gonna pay him more than Kirby? I mean, I don't know if he can do it. I don't know. Now I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm not speaking for the state of Nebraska, but I don't know if you can do. I think it might be judged in some areas as irresponsible.
I'd say yeah.
You know, I mean, reckless. I don't know if he can do that. He's making a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the part you hear forever. Is just like that's this has been the common theme across from other pundits has been, okay, I don't want to hear about athletic directors talking about financial issues when they hire someone, then they have to fire them and pay them $50 million. It's kind of like, okay,
100.
It's like where then all like Wisconsin sent a letter out. We need more help. Well, you just hired. We don't get you more help. They just hired a coach that you hired. Now you're asking for more money, but the critical error is in one area. It was in the hiring right now. As it stands right now, it has not been good at Wisconsin.
A fickle rhyme.
And so that makes it very, very. Ah. So also these buyouts, which have become, you know, just not right now. If you just say it's $25 million, it's like that's like it's a joke book. Well, $25 million. At the time, 2 weeks ago, would have been the second highest payout ever. It was Jimbo, and then Malzahn was 21.
Yep.
Now it's like 25.
Napier was in that range. Yeah. ADs, I don't know. Their jobs are very difficult right now.
When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day is next on Early Break of the Ticket.